This is Steven Smith of Metalheads Travel. This is our interview with Mike Gallo of Agnostic Front, leading to the nitty gritty about the new album, Get Loud, that's coming out on November 8th, 2019. So please enjoy. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Facebook and the website. Thank you. Hey, Mike, this is Steve Smith of Metalheads Forever. How are you doing today?
Good, well, how are you?
Can't complain. It's a nice day in Syracuse, New York.
Awesome, man. I didn't know you guys were actually calling this early for interviews. I was told to start at 12, but I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah. They told us it was 10. I thought it was kind of only myself. I had to drink a whole pot of coffee to get it done.
I know. I mean, I could have sworn I said 12, but, you know, whatever. I'm ready to go. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning. So, everyone, this is Mike, a gal of Agnostic Front, one of the best New York City hardcore bands of all time, in my personal opinion, and the godfathers of the genre.
Thank you.
It's been some time since you guys released an album, and now you got a new one coming out, Get Loud. It's coming out November 8th. You must be excited.
Yeah, we're really excited. We dropped a new video for the song I Remember today. So we're pretty psyched on that. You know, we got the record coming out. We got the release of the movie The Godfathers of Hardcore coming out on Bridge Nine Records. So we have a lot going on. We just landed the Misfits tour, show with the Misfits in Philly. So we're stacked up. You know, we got a busy year.
Yes, look, you guys are going to be doing a lot of playing. You got a lot of talk going on. And it seems like the fans are super excited. They are losing their fucking minds over a new Agnostic Front album coming out.
That's great to hear, man. I'm happy that people are psyched. I know we are.
How was the recording process for the album? Like, how was it this time around?
It was great. You know, we went back with the same guy we went with on the last record, The American Dream Died, Paul Miner from Buzz Bomb Studios out in Orange County, California. And, you know, we really looked at the end result of the last record. So we figured, we were just really happy and easy to work with him. So we just decided to go with him again. And, man, we were even happier this time. I think it sounds better. I think the songs are better. And it just came together really quick. You know, and actually, we were supposed to record in December. And then Roger had said, no, we need to record this record early summer. You know, because of the time frame, we got to get the festivals over in Europe, so everything's on, like, a timeline kind of, you know? So we were like, whoa, really? We weren't ready for that, but, like, I guess sometimes, you know, you put the pressure on, and, man, we made it happen.
And it does seem like the fans are excited for it, and they enjoyed the spray paint wall single guys made, and they are loving it a lot. Like, I've seen nothing but positive feedback, and I bet you've been hearing nothing but positive feedback from the fans, I bet, as well.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. I think it's a pretty powerful song, you know? And it just goes and talks about, you know, a lot of stuff, how stuff was back in the old times in New York City, you know, walking into the wrong territories, and, you know, things aren't like that today, you know, but, like, it was a dangerous place, the Lower East Side. You know, even before I was a kid, when Roger and Vinny were growing up, there was a war zone over there, you know? Like, and I grew up, I was more of a 90s kid, you know? It started to change a little bit. But it was crazy back then in the 80s, you know? So, me and Roger went back and forth working on vocals and stuff. You know, we pulled a lot of stories out of his book that he released last year, which is kind of cool, you know. So a lot of that stuff goes hand in hand. You know, a lot of the stuff he's speaking about, we actually picked a lot of stuff out of his book, which is cool. So, but yeah, I think it's a pretty powerful track, you know. I think it covers like all the grounds of pretty much each period of Agnostic Front that we've done, you know, it's got a little bit of thrash, a little bit of hardcore, a little old school, you know, I mean, it's, you know, a little bit of, you know, it's good sing-alongs, it's, you know, I think it's just a powerful song.
I think many of the fans, especially as well as me, agree that song is extremely powerful. I mean, a lot of people can definitely relate to that song because a lot of people that listen to, especially Agnostic Front, know what it's like to live in like the worst type of neighborhoods and going to the wrong territories and it, like you said, like it's a war zone out there in the real world. It really is.
Oh yeah, even still to today, you know, I mean, different places. But, you know, it's a crazy world we live in today, you know what I mean? And I don't see that changing at all. I see getting, you know, I mean, on different, you know, different spectrums, but I think the world's getting crazier. You know, if you ask me, I don't, you know.
Oh, yeah. I agree. It's getting kind of crazy out there. It feels like you got a real body armor just to leave the house to pick up the mail now.
Yeah, right? Wild.
And since you guys are one of the many, you guys are considered one of the godfathers of New York, of course, New York hardcore, obviously. And how do you feel about that? About that status, like being considered like a godfather of the genre, and it influences many other hardcore scenes across the globe.
Well, you know, I mean, I can never consider myself really the godfather. I mean, it's really Roger and Vinny. You know what I mean? But it's really pretty amazing to be part of that team, you know what I mean? I was always a fan as a kid, and I believe they deserve the recognition, you know what I mean? They're great guys, they're a great band. I mean, they've inspired so many people, you know what I mean? And I think it's totally deserved. But there's no bullshit with these guys.
It must have been awesome to work with Roger and Vinny, because those guys are so open about how they reel the music and the lifestyle on the sleeve like a heart. Like you must love that passion they have for the genre.
Oh, absolutely. You guys taught me so much, you know what I mean? It's been a really amazing journey. I've been with these guys for 18 years now. So it's been pretty amazing experience to just, you know, travel the world and to really just enjoy, you know, traveling and, you know, meeting different people and seeing how, you know, people live all over the world. They gave me the opportunity to see that, you know. It's pretty incredible.
Well, you see that New York City, at least New York hardcore, has shaped a lot of people into who they are today. Like, is a genre that is, like, for the down and trodden, would you say?
Absolutely. I mean, you know what I mean? You see, I mean, I travel all over the world from like Bulgaria to Japan to South America, and you can just see the influence that, you know, this small scene that we grew up in, what it's become, and how we've influenced people all over the world, you know, musically and just even how they think, you know? It's pretty incredible. It's definitely having an effect on a lot of people. I mean, even from the way the New York hardcore kids dressed and just, you know what I mean, down to the attitude. It's influenced people worldwide.
Oh yeah, believe me, I'm from Syracuse, New York, and we have tons and tons of fans that love New York hardcore in our area. Like, you see them wearing Agnostic Front, Madball, Murphy's Law. You see them coming down in the hoodies and baggy pants, and they, and the shoes. They just love it. we just love it.
You ain't kidding. I mean, isn't Scott from Terror from there too? He's a Syracuse guy, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's a huge Agnostic Front fan.
With you being in the hardcore band, you might have seen like some new bands coming out too. Like, have you guys ever gotten into like newer bands that have been coming out the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely a lot of new bands. There's a new band called Kings Never Die. The band called Eat Lead. You know, a lot of New York bands popping up on this Ache. I really like a lot. I'm trying to think. There's a few other new ones that we're definitely digging. Crazy Eddie. So there's tons of bands popping up, you know, that still got that, still got the same spirit, you know, like keeping the New York thing alive.
And if you could pick three bands to tour with, for if you pick of your personal favorites, who would you tour with if you could?
That's still around right now.
Yep.
We always have a great time with Hatebreed. Those guys are just great. They're always a lot of fun to tour with. Of course, our brothers in Madball. You know, that would be, those would have to be definitely the top two. All for Casuals, too. Those guys are great as well. We just have a great time going out with those guys. That, to me, would be an incredible tour.
Maybe you guys can make it happen one day, huh?
We'll see what happens, you know? Put the word out there.
A couple more questions, because I'm sure you're busy. I'm sure you definitely want another pot of coffee, because I know I do.
Yeah, I'll be doing interviews all the way up till 3 o'clock today.
Oh, man.
My ear will be attached to the phone all day. But in between that, we're going to be posting the new videos and all that, so we've got a lot going on, man.
Well, yeah, what would you think is, like, the state of hardcore right now? Would you say, like, it has become... become like more like a global phenomenon than a central location, where you say it's more of a, it became like a beast of its own?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you think about it, you know what I mean? From just like, I mean, everywhere we go, and not even just us. I mean, you're talking all bands, you know what I mean? There's so many, you can go anywhere. There's hardcore is in every state, it's in every city. Any place you go, hardcore is there. You know, the spirit is alive. And you know what? It's added that there's a whole new generation of kids, too. I mean, this band, like, Turnstile. I mean, these kids, they've created a new craze in the whole hardcore scene. Even bands like Trash Talk, you know what I mean? Like, and there's a lot of kids that go to those shows that really don't even actually... I mean, some of them go to AF shows too, but you know what I mean? Like, so it's like there's all these new generation of kids, you know what I mean? So, hardcore is stronger than ever. It really is, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's growing, and... the music is way too strong, and the message is way too strong for it to die. There's no way it ever will, you know. Mm. So I believe it's stronger than ever. You know?
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. Like you said, like kids, like younger generations get into the genre, and it's a genre that has no age limit, it has no decade limit. It's a beast that's going to continue to live and devour the ward.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even at our show, we have kids from, I mean, you know, their parents bringing their kids. I mean, you got little guys, you know, kids like anywhere from like 10 to 60 years old coming at our shows. But, you know, so it's pretty wild.
And when you first joined the band, how did that happen for you? Like, in your opinion, like, how did you felt when you first joined the band?
Well, I mean, actually, I remember Rob Kabula asking me to join the bass player, who I took his place. Rob's been with the band on and off for years since, you know, I think he recorded on Victim in Pain. So he actually asked me to join. He said, look, you know, I feel like, you know, we're looking for somebody. I can't really tour anymore. I got, you know, too many kids. I got, you know, I got a family, and I got a really great job. You know, he's like, it's hard for me now. So he's like, He's like, you know, we were talking with the band, we'd like you to join. And I was like, wow, it's like an honor. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. You know, I was like, I couldn't believe it. So, you know, we had a tryout with one other guy, and I personally think he was a lot better than me. But then I remember the old drummer, Jimmy Colletti, said, hey, come take a walk. And I was like, oh, here we go. I guess here comes the letdown. You know? And sure enough, he's like, you're in. He's like, you're in, kid. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm in? I was like, that guy was a lot better than me. He's like, yeah. He goes, to be honest with you, you were horrible. But he was just like, don't worry, it's punk rock. He goes, you're one of us, you're in. And that was it. 18 years later, here I am. So it's pretty crazy. I mean, I still to this day can't believe I'm still doing this, you know?
That was one heck of a story, and I love it.
That's the damn truth.
You guys of AA have always had the best stories, man, like always.
Yeah, it's for real, man. They ain't no joke.
Yeah, no, and we got, and here's the fun thing for you. If you don't know, Madball is actually coming to our town, actually.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
That should be fun.
Oh, yeah. Maybe one day we can see Madball and Adam Ducks for Fun play a show back here.
I'm sure that eventually will happen.
So I want one more question for you. What makes a true New Yorker? Like, what is the blood? What it runs in every New Yorker's blood, in your opinion, when it comes to this music?
I mean, I think the true honesty. There's no bullshit. You know what I mean? You know, I feel like, you know, like sometimes a lot of people say New Yorkers are rude. But I don't think we're rude, we're just blunt and honest, you know what I mean, and straight up. And there's no bullshit when it comes, you know, that's just always been the New York attitude, you know? You know, and I feel like it's not like that everywhere else over the world, you know? And people let us know that, and like, wow, you guys are really so straight up and upfront, like, yeah, you know? Like, what other way would it be? I don't know any other way, you know what I mean? So it's like, to me, that's like even crazy, because this is like... That's just how we were brought up. That's just the New York way. That's what keeps us true. That's what keeps us real. You know, we're straight up in your face. There's no bullshit. We're not rude. We're just for real.
Some people just can't take that brutal honesty, can they?
Exactly. That's what it is. It's the brutal honesty. It really is.
Honestly. Honestly, thank you, Mike. You have been awesome, man. And we cannot wait to get Loud. That comes out November 8th for the Nuclear Blast. And I want to make sure that everyone that's listening, you better pick up this new AF album, because you are going to be missing out if you do not.
Yeah. Thank you, bro, man. No problem. Appreciate it, brother.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too, man.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
See how that works out.